We're ready?
We entertain a motion to come back into regular session for public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We're now back in public session for the purpose of public hearings. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the time that the council holds public hearings on zoning applications. Each application will be announced. After that, the director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front podium, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. And if you have a written statement, hand it to me, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one witness in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. The first hearing today is Dr. Kerry Kennard, Mr. Abbott.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a therapy office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.397 acres more or less, lying west of Route 70, which is known as Gordy Road, 305 feet north of Warrington Lane, and 1,000 feet northwest of Route 13. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on this on January 12th. I'll pass down a copy of the site plan. And also, there's seven letters that were received in support of this application. The Commission received comments from DLDOT, Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The applicants were present and gave a presentation. There was one person present that spoke in support of this application. There were no parties present in opposition. By a show of hands, there were six parties present in support, and that excluded the applicants. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1919 for a therapy office based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use as a therapy office promotes the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents, particularly the children of Sussex County. The use is on a parcel of property that has historically been used as an office for more than 60 years prior to the applicant's purchase of it. Three, the use will occur within an existing office building, and there are already ample off-street parking spaces on the site. Four, the applicant testified that the office has its own septic system, which is adequate for the use as a therapy office. Several parties appeared in support of the application, and no parties appeared in opposition. Six, the applicant intends to reside on the site. Seven, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or the community. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be as a therapy office. B, parking shall comply with the parking requirements of the county zoning code. C, one unrelated sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. B, the hours of operation shall be from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday with emergency hours as needed. E, any security lighting for the office and its parking areas shall be downward screened so that it is not shown on neighboring properties or roadways. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning Commission. There was a motion, a second, that was carried unanimously to forward this application with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 3-0. Yesterday, we received a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District. They advised that the soils on site are Glassboro sandy loam and Rosedale loamy sand. With respect to erosion and sedimentation control during any construction, the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices and after construction to maintain vegetation. There's no storm flood hazard area affected. It would not be likely that any off-site drainage improvements would be required, and there's no tax ditch affected. And attached to that was an aerial photograph of the soils survey map. And that's all we received to date.
Okay, thank you. Is there any question from council? If not, is the applicant here or a representative of the applicant? If you come forward to the podium and explain your application and why the council should act favorably.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Kennard. Good afternoon. I thought he did a great job of explaining everything. I was like, hey, that's right. Everything he's saying is correct. Yeah, I've had my own private practice in Seaford, Delaware for the last 15 years. I see mostly children and adolescents, see a lot of kids with emotional issues. Parents are going through divorce, those kinds of issues. And we have been in a very small office, and it doesn't afford us to be able to see families and be able to help the kids as much as we would like to. When this opportunity came up for this home, it had the office already existing on the property, and it was a great way for me to stop paying rent and to have my family close by and to expand my my ability to offer services to the kids in the community. So we looked into it. We talked to the previous owner, and she had indicated that her father had run a business there for the last 60 years, and that we looked at it has its own parking, has its own lights, it has everything that would be amenable to a therapy office. I don't see high-risk patients. I only see kids mostly, and I don't see sexual perpetrators. I don't see drugs and alcohol. So this is really kind of a low-key kind of business, mostly for helping kids to succeed better in school and at home.
Wow. And I'm her husband, Terry Scott. I don't know if I can say much more what she said. However, we also hold some contracts for Indian River School District. And for Laurel School District, we see kids there that normally we kind of started that years ago in conjunction with Indian River first. And it was real successful because these kids, a lot of the parents are not consistent bringing their kids to counseling and therefore continuance of problems in school. But most of our counselors don't even come to the office. They go to their schools. It doesn't cost the school a dime. It's a great program, and it helps those children stay consistent and cuts back on a lot of problems within the school. Again, and I'm not going to repeat anything that Dr. Kay said. However, we did live in Waukamaco County for a good long while, but we're glad to kind of move up to Sussex County. And the house that's on the site was well taken care of, and the site has been very well taken care of. Don't have any plans of building anything on that site. The offices that are there under the pre-existing building will suit fine for the practice. Other than that, we thank you for your time, for at least allowing us to speak, and if you have any questions, we sure are glad to talk to you.
Any questions?
Welcome to Sussex County.
You don't do adults, right?
I do. I will do parents of the kids that we see.
I was thinking maybe you come on Tuesdays to help us a little bit.
We need some help.
And use some assistance.
And I will say that.
They're all pointing at you.
I will say, too, that Dr. Kennedy didn't say she's probably one of the only neuropsychologists in the Dover South. So, yeah, neuropsychologicals, the functioning of the brain and the brain not firing correctly in children and adults, or the potential in the future for head injury to people. We can kind of find out what's going on and not only do that but plan how they can move ahead in the future. So that's something she doesn't blow her own horn about, but she is a really good neuropsychologist.
Well, I'm not too proud. I'll take all the help I can get.
There you go.
Well, we're going to give a 50% discount. But that's not a bribe. That's not a bribe.
Any more questions, counsel? Thank you.
Thank you for your time, counsel.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of this application? Yes, if you'd come forward, please.
My name is Beverly Smith. I live in Seaford, Delaware. I'm the original owner of the property that Mr. and Mrs. Kennard bought. And I'd like to say I'm in support of it, not just because I sold the property, but my father had a business there.
Didn't change your mind.
For like 60-some years. He was in a farming, lumber business. So he had trucks going in and out, you know. So it was never a problem with business ever being there. So, like I said, I'm in favor and support of it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing this matter. And if it is the pleasure of the council, close the public record.
Questions of council, we'll close public record, close public hearing. I ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Yes, it's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a therapy office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.397 acres, more or less, with the conditions that Mr. Abbott read into the record for this proposal. They were noted as A through F on pages 2 and 3 of the handout.
Entertain a motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips, to approve CU 1919. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes. It's already had been used for business, and I vote yes with the conditions as proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Cole.
I'll vote yes. I concur with Planning and Zoning's recommendations, and the place had a history of commercial activity there, so it's... I think it's appropriate.
Mr. Phillips?
I agree. It has a history. It doesn't seem to have caused any concern among the neighbors. And with the conditions placed by planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the recommendations of P&Z.
It does appear to me that it has been used for commercial for a long time, for residences to be there, too. And nobody in the area was opposed to it. So I think it makes sense. With the recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes. Motion carried.
Welcome.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. The next application is Collins 54 LLC. Mr. Abbott.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a storage garage for trucks and equipment and parking area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.35 acres more or less. It's located at the northeast corner of the intersection of Route 54 and Route 389. The commission held a public hearing on this application on January the 12th of this year. I'll pass down a copy of the site plan and an exhibit booklet that was submitted prior to the hearing. The commission received comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department. The applicants were present, gave a presentation. There were two letters that were read in support of this application. There was one person that was present that spoke in opposition to the application. On January the 12th, the commission deferred action to allow Mr. Burton and Mr. Ross time to review this application if they so desired and to participate in a future discussion. On January 26th, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated that he would abstain from participating in the discussion. Mr. Ross advised the commission that he's reviewed the file and listened to the tape record of the public hearing. Mr. Smith stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of this conditional use based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is generally an extension of the applicant's business operations that have existed on its adjacent property for many years. The applicant has stated that access to this property will also be through the existing business. Two, this is an appropriate extension of the applicant's business. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, the operation of the business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise, and this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for vehicle and equipment storage inside the storage building and outside parking of employee vehicles. No other outside storage shall be permitted. B, any security lights shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties. C, no chemicals or other hazardous materials shall be stored on the premises except those chemicals normally found on the vehicles. D, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size per side shall be permitted. E, the final site plan shall indicate all parking spaces and driveway areas. F, as stated by the applicant, access shall be via the existing entrance to Brazier's Pest Control from Route 389 and with an internal driveway to the site. G, any dumpsters or trash receptacles on the site shall be screened from neighboring properties or roadways. And the final one, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And there was a motion and a second. It carried four votes to forward this application to the County Council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining. On February the 6th, we received a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District. The soils on this site are kledge loamy sand, mullica, mucky sandy loam, and pepperbox loamy sand. During any construction, the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices and to maintain vegetation after completion of any construction. There's no storm flood hazard area affected. It would not likely be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. It's very likely that it would be necessary for any on-site drainage improvements. And there's no tax ditch affected with this application. And also attached to that was an aerial photograph and a copy of the soil survey guide.
Thank you. Are there any questions from council?
So this is attached to Brazier's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's all part of it? No. Is it going to be storage for Brazier's trucks or what?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Mr. Fuqua.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Deaver, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I represent the applicant, Collins 54 LLC. With me is Carol Brazier. Also, Mr. Brazier's son, Chris Brazier, seated all the way in the back here. Mr. and Mrs. Brazier are the owners of Collins 54 LLC and are also the owners of Brazier's pest control. This is an application for a conditional use for a parcel of land containing 1.35 acres. The land fronts on County Road 389 and also on the north side of Route 54. As shown on the survey, which you have and is up on this board, the adjacent parcel of land that borders this piece contains an office building and a storage building, and that is the site of the main office of Brazier's Pest Control.
Mm-hmm. So the proposed garage building is on this
This application is requesting a conditional use to permit the extension and expansion of the pest control business onto this parcel. What's being proposed is the construction of a garage, which is approximately 29 and a half feet by 168 feet, and that would be used for the storage of the braziers, trucks, and equipment, and also parking on that site for brazier employee vehicles. The conditional use area to be utilized is approximately half of that parcel. The remaining half contains a house and garage, and that will remain as it currently exists and as it currently is used. There's an existing well on the site. There's going to be no restroom facilities proposed on the new site. There are restrooms, obviously, existing in the office building located adjacent that would be used in connection with this site. The entrance will be from County Road 389. There'll be no new entrance from Route 54, and in fact, there'll be no new entrance from County Road 389 either. The existing entrance to Brazier's Pest Control will be used as the entrance to this site, and there'll be a driveway providing access from the existing Brazier site to the garage site and the parking area. So what I'm saying is there'll be no new entrance here. There'll be no new entrance here. The use of this site will be through the existing entrance on the Brazier site, and there's a driveway that will come over here to serve this site. So the only entrance will be the existing entrance from Brazier's. The normal business hours of Brazier's are 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. There will be security lights that would be located on the property, and they would be located in such a manner as to not interfere with neighboring properties. All the trucks and equipment that would be stored on the site will be parked or stored inside this storage building. And there's no separate storage of chemicals or hazardous materials on this site. Obviously, some of the trucks used in connection with braziers have chemicals in them that would be stored there, but there wouldn't be any separate storage of chemicals or things of that nature. The parking area in the front of the building, as I said, would be for employees. Basically, the employees come to the site, they park their personal vehicles during working hours, and then they leave the site in the brazier trucks. They then return at the end of the day, park the trucks in the garage, and then leave in their own vehicles. Brazier's Pest Control has been in business in Sussex County for over 40 years. It has approximately 32 employees. This parcel itself is currently zoned AR, and obviously we're not requesting a change of zone. It is located in the environmentally sensitive development area as designated in the comprehensive plan. The guidelines under the comprehensive plan recognizes that permitted uses in the environmentally sensitive development area would include appropriate retail and office uses. We believe that the brazier business is a particularly appropriate use since it serves the needs of area residents as well as the agricultural community. This is not a new business venture. It's a business that's been in existence for over 40 years. And as I said, the Brazier's office is located next door to this, and that, in fact, was Mr. Brazier's home when he started the business some time ago. As far as the legal standard, conditional uses are of a public or semi-public character and essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. We believe this is such a use. It's an extension of a use that's been located on the adjacent parcel and has been operating there for a long time. The conditional use is also not out of character. Again, the adjacent parcel is Brazier's. Also, there's some other non-residential uses in the area. Across on Route 54, across from this site, there is a parcel of land that's zoned B1, and that is used as a counseling service. There's also a pet salon located adjacent to that site, which I believe is a home occupation. Going down 54, going south on Route 54, which is within a close distance to this site, there is a parcel of land that's zoned C1, which is a boat storage yard. And then at the curve on Route 54 is the Williamsville Country Village, which is an attractive small shopping center. It has approximately 11 stores and includes a restaurant, a liquor store, physical therapy, hair salon, and businesses of that nature. The property most affected by the proposed conditional use is actually the property directly across the road right here, which is a home and approximately 5 acre site, and that actually is the home of Mr. and Mrs. Brazier. So
they're not going to object.
They're not going to object, unless it's going to surprise me if they do. If you've seen the existing Brazier site, the office, I think you'd agree it's a very attractive, well-kept property, and this building will be kept in the like manner. We believe that the conditional use is a reasonable and appropriate use of this parcel as an extension of the longstanding business on the adjacent site. Again, it's not out of character with the area. As Mr. Abbott stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission at its January 26 meeting did recommend approval of this application subject to 8 conditions. Those conditions we believe are appropriate and they are acceptable to the applicant. And we appreciate your consideration of the application, and we do request your approval. And we'd be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Just wondering where they store the chemicals now.
Some of them are stored on the adjacent site.
Adjacent site?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so where do they park right now, all these vehicles?
They park wherever they can.
So this would be actually an improvement, wouldn't it?
We think so.
Yeah. Okay, I understand.
Mr. Fuqua, I know that right now you have unity of ownership from the same people owning the LLC as owned the property. Is there going to be some kind of cross easement onto this property in the event that it would ever be sold to a third party? Because it's using the entrance from the house property.
Yeah, well, we haven't gotten that far, but obviously that's a good suggestion. It should be done at this time. It's because it's the kind of thing you and I know down the road it wasn't done, and then
right.
It's a problem. Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Do you have any witnesses that you would like to call?
No, unless there's any questions.
Okay. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's a pleasure to counsel, close the public record.
Without any other issues, we'll close public hearing, close public comment, and ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a storage garage for trucks and equipment and a parking area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.35 acres more or less, with conditions, and those conditions are A through H as read by Mr. Abbott and contained in page 5 of the packet materials.
Entertain a motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second Mr. Phillips, to approve CU-1920 with the conditions. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yeah, I vote yes. Planning and Zoning approved it unanimously with those conditions as read by Mr. Abbott, and it looks to be an improvement. So,
Mr. Colt?
I'll vote yes. I support Planning and Zoning's recommendations, and it's an extension of an existing commercial operation.
Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes. It's an appropriate use with conditions of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the recommendations of Sussex County Planning and Zoning.
Well, it is an extension of existing business, and with recommendations of planning and zoning conditions they put on it, I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
That was a record, Jim Fuqua.
I was also influenced by the fine, legal mind that you.
Okay, we don't want to take it.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you.
Right. We'll leave it at that.
Jim, you even
we'll leave it
Jim.
At that.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion,
Mrs. Deaver, second Mr. Phillips. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. We're now adjourned.
Hey, Timbo.